Greetings in Christ. I'm Pastor Alfonso Espinosa. The New Testament reading for today is from Hebrews chapter 10, verses 1 through 18. For since the law has but a shadow of the good things to come instead of the true form of these realities, it can never, by the same sacrifices that are continually offered every year, make perfect those who draw near. Otherwise, would they not have ceased to be offered, since the worshipers, having once been cleansed, would no longer have any consciousness of sins. But in these sacrifices, there is a reminder of sins every year. For it is impossible for the blood of bulls and goats to take away sins. Consequently, when Christ came into the world, he said, "Sacrifices and offerings you have not desired, but a body have you prepared for me. In burnt offerings and sin offerings you have taken no pleasure." Then I said, "Behold, I have come to do your will, O God, as it is written of me in the scroll of the book." When he said above, "You have neither desired nor taken pleasure in sacrifices and offerings and burnt offerings and sin offerings, these are offered according to the law," then he added, "Behold, I have come to do your will." He does away with the first in order to establish the second. And by that will, we have been sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once for all. And every priest stands daily at his service, offering repeatedly the same sacrifices, which can never take away sins. But when Christ had offered for all time a single sacrifice for sins, he sat down at the right hand of God, waiting from that time until his enemies should be made a footstool for his feet. For by a single offering, he has perfected for all time those who are being sanctified. And the Holy Spirit also bears witness to us. For after saying, "This is the covenant that I will make with them, after those days, declares the Lord, I will put my laws on their hearts and write them on their minds," then he adds, "I will remember their sins and their lawless deeds no more. Where there is forgiveness of these, there is no longer any offering for sin. O Lord, have mercy on us. Thanks be to God." In many and various ways, God spoke to his people of old by the prophets. But now in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son. When the Old Testament priests offered repeated sacrifices, they had to stand before God, obeying the Lord's sacrificial ceremonial law. It was their duty and obligation to stand to conduct all the sacrifices, which pointed to the future great sacrifice that was to come. But until that final sacrifice came, the consciences of God's people would never be cleansed of the stain of their sin. Thus, not only did the priests have to do the sacrifices without ceasing, the people of God had to keep coming back to the priests with their sacrifices over and over again. It's easy to think that this dynamic of ongoing sacrifices was only an Old Testament era activity, but the practice continues to this day in different forms. Even many who identify themselves as Christians still believe that they must sacrifice for God in some way or some fashion each and every day in order to keep themselves qualified to be cleansed in the eyes of God. Perhaps if we love enough, pray enough, worship enough, are a good enough father, mother, son, daughter, sister, brother, worker, student, athlete, worker, etc., then maybe, just maybe, God will finally delight in me, be proud of me, and consider me his very own. To offer sacrifices for grace is in our DNA. Luther called it the presumption of righteousness, our presumption that we must make ourselves righteous in right standing before God. Christ our Lord changed all that. Hebrews 10 speaks of a better and final sacrifice for sins, verses 5 through 6. Consequently, when Christ came into the world, he said, "But a body have you prepared for me. In burnt offerings and sin offerings you have taken no pleasure." And also verse 7, Jesus says, "Behold, I have come to do your will, O God." And verse 10 states, "And by that will we've been sanctified, that is, made holy in the eyes of God, through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once for all." Oh, what wondrous will, that wondrous will of God, our Heavenly Father. He willed to love us this way. He sent his only Son, Jesus Christ, to offer his body, the great final sacrifice for all time, to save us from sin, death, despair, and hopelessness. And for good measure, the preacher of Hebrews wants, by inspiration of the Holy Spirit, to make sure we get it. We never have to worry about sacrifices for our new lives ever again. Verse 12, but Christ had offered for all time a single sacrifice for sins. He sat down at the right hand of God. Note, the Old Testament priests had to always stand because their work was never done. But after Christ offered the final sacrifice for our sins through his holy blood, Jesus sat down in the place of having all power and authority. He sat down because his work for our justification and atonement for all sins was done. Thus, from the cross, he also spoke, "It is finished." And for good measure again, just to make sure we get it, to know just how serious and gracious God really is towards us in Christ. Verse 14, for by a single offering he has perfected for all time those who are being sanctified. Yes, you are in Christ perfected, not made perfect in respect to your thoughts, words, and deeds, but in the sense of being perfectly covered, and therefore in the eyes of God, perfectly holy. God sees you as being complete in and through his Son, Jesus. There is for our salvation, for your salvation, no more sacrifices to be concerned about. And verse 17 states, on account of Christ's final sacrifice, that God says this of you and me, I will remember their sins and their lawless deeds no more. Thanks be to God. Let us pray. Almighty God, through the resurrection of your Son, you have secured peace for our troubled consciences. Grant us this peace evermore, that trusting in the merit of your Son, we may come at last to the perfect peace of heaven. Through the same Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.